Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Ryan Archibald is in with us this morning, and we're going to talk about a fundraising event coming up this weekend, right around the corner here. Ryan, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Well, we wish we didn't have to do these kinds of fundraising interviews and these types of events and things, but it's the sad reality, and unfortunately for the Pope family, it's kind of taken on a different meaning, I guess, right now.
Yes, it has, and we just want to help them get through all the problems they're having and, you know, try to help things moving forward.
Yeah. Debbie Pope recently passed away from the cancer that she'd been working through.
Yes.
And but as you and I kind of talked about before we sat down here this morning on air, that doesn't mean everything stops.
No, there's still bills coming in. You still got everything. And Jeff hasn't been working full time for, I don't know, 6, 8, 7 months because of his knee. And then with Debbie being sick. So, I mean, working on half a week's paycheck doesn't really pay the bills. So we're just trying to help and see what we can do. And I was approached by a couple ladies in the community about doing a fundraiser. And I said, well, let me take it to the fire station, to the fire department, because we have a meeting tonight. So I went and talked to the guys, and they said, yeah, we'll do it, no problem. So I told the ladies if they want to make desserts for the deal and get some other ladies in the community to make desserts, they're more than welcome to, because we're going to have a pulled pork supper on Saturday, March 25th, 5 to 7 at the Lewis Fire Station. And then we have silent auction items and live auction items that will be shortly after supper's done. We'll start the auction. And then we'll have cookies, treats, and everything for desserts. And right now we've got quite a few things on the auction, live auction and silent. So sure. We're still getting stuff in daily. So,
well, it's great to have that kind of support. So like you were saying, you take this to the whole fire department in Lewis there to talk about it, and it was like the easiest sales job you've ever had to do.
I didn't have to do much work to sell it because Jeff's been on the department, I don't know, longer than I have, and I've been on quite a few years. I'm guessing 20, 25 years, 28 years he's been on, and he was past chief. He's a first responder, too, so, I mean, he's always helping the community out, so hopefully they come support him and help him out.
Touched a lot of lives.
Quite a few.
Yeah, you have to. You have no choice when you're in that line of work anyway.
Yes.
But goodness, when you're that busy. Talk a little bit about some of the things going on that night. I know you've got some raffles that will be part of that evening.
We have two raffles going on. One is for $700 to Henningsen's Locker. The tickets are $5 a piece or 5 tickets for $20. And then the other raffle is a $500 gift certificate to McCunn Specialty Firearms in Messina. And we will draw that night. Sometime that evening, with the winners of each one of them raffles. If you want to buy tickets, you can get a hold of any Lewis firemen. There is some down at Camlin Plumbing and Heating for sale, or even a Lewis first responder if you know them. They all have tickets. If not, they can get them and get them to you.
Okay, very good. Nice and easy. Have they been selling well?
Yeah, we've been selling quite a few of them. We still have some left. When I ordered them, I ordered, I think, 1,000 of each. And I think we're down to, I'm guessing, a couple 300 of each. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to have them all sold.
That's not bad. You can do a lot of damage with that yet this week to clean off that that deal, too. So good. Well, very good. Good support. And then the event coming up this Saturday, March 25th, you're going to have dinner that evening. And you mentioned pulled pork?
Pulled pork sandwiches, potato salad, baked beans, and chips. And then drink, you know, juice, tea, water, whatever, you know. Whatever
sure.
you like.
Okay. Nice and easy. And it's a family event, of course.
Free will offering, family event, free will offering for the supper. And then, like I say, auction will follow when everybody's pretty much gone through and had supper. And we're going to try about 7 o'clock, but if it might be 7:30, whatever it is, it is.
You okay. know. Yeah, well, play to the crowd.
Play to the crowd.
They're the important ones here. They're the ones helping out the family. So
yes,
That's where we want to play to them. All right. Very good. You mentioned the auction then, too, later on that evening. What kind of stuff?
Right now we have for sure 2 quarters of beef donated by JW Friend Farms. Atlantic Locker donated the processing of one of them quarters that will be auctioned off also. We have a couple quilts that were donated. They're going to be auctioned off. And then we have a bunch of silent auction items, you know, various like car repair things or oil changes, you know, various different things I'm more a car guy. I got some other people picking up womanly things. I do the car things, so.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, so something for everybody.
It should be something for everybody.
You'll be able to find something that you could use. And is it a silent auction? Will it be a real auction? How's
that
going to
work? There's going to be so many items are going to be on the silent auction, okay. And there's going to be the bigger items we're going to put on the live auction.
Okay.
Then we have an auctioneer coming in to do it.
Okay, so you'll have a nice night then for folks too to enjoy.
Yes.
So
yes,
if you don't have a lot of time and you're just coming by, maybe to pick up some raffle tickets if they're still available.
If there's any left, we're more than happy to sell them.
Yeah,
to you.
And maybe have dinner. That's great. You take whatever support you can get, but if you're able to stick around for the auction, that would be awesome.
Yes, that would. Everything helps. Every dollar helps. Every dime helps.
You guys do a fair amount of fundraising things through the Lewis Fire Department, it seems, and you have a lot of success with that. Why is that?
I can sell about anything just so it's not my stuff. And all the other guys seem to do the same thing. We just talk to people and ask them, worst they're going to tell you is no.
Yeah.
And I haven't hardly had any no's at all.
People have been real supportive.
And this especially been very supportive.
Yeah. Well, the family's been there a long time.
And a lot of the area firemen, we've all worked together on different scenes, different car wrecks, whatever. We all know each other, and we're all kind of a little brotherhood, and we all hang together and take care of each other.
Yeah.
Try to, anyway.
Lewis Fire Department is spearheading this, but I assume you're getting some supports from some of those other firefighters around.
They said, well, let me know what time supper is, and we'll try to make sure we can make it, or a few of us can at least make it.
Yeah.
So, we got it on the countywide Facebook page. There's a lot of them. I've got flyers around town. I got to get some more out. It tells more details on what, time supper is, auction, blah, blah, blah. Everything's all on there.
Sure. Just make plans for Saturday night.
Make plans for Saturday night. Stop down at Lewis Station. We'll feed you a good dinner.
Or maybe just don't make plans. Just plan on stopping. You don't have to make plans, I guess.
There you go.
That's the beauty of these things. Everything's taken care of for you. So
you show up, and if you leave hungry, I'm sorry.
It's your fault. It's your own fault. And this is a free will offering.
Yep, free will offering. No set fee for the meal.
Right.
So it's free will, whatever you think you need to donate. And if you want to do more, less, that's whatever you can do. We appreciate it all.
Okay, very good. So no specific plan there. It's all up to you. Well, it sounds like you've got a lot going on that night. How's the fire department health-wise these days? Are you guys pretty strong?
We're not too bad. We're a little low on numbers, but we're still not bad. We got quite a few guys. We make as many calls. The bad thing is I work in Atlantic, so it's hard to make the calls when they're in Lewis, but I try my darndest to make as many, and the same way with a lot of the other guys that are on the department. They work away from town, and we make as many as, try to get to as many as we can.
That's always a problem in some of the smaller departments, but that's, it's a problem you're willing to deal with.
Yep.
And you have friends in their area communities as well. So
yep. We got out mutual aid with Atlantic and Grizzled, so they help out too, so it works out good.
Yeah. How long you been on the fire department then? You said about 20 years or so?
Oh, I guess 15 or 16 years.
15 or 16. Why'd you join?
Kind of the adrenaline rush, I guess. I used to play sports, race cars, and I want to help people too. I've always seemed to be a people person, so if somebody needs help, go help them.
You want to help? You want to be where the action is? I guess that's a good place to be in a small community.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Well, this fundraiser again for the Jeff and Debbie Pope family again is coming up this Saturday, March 25th. Dinner 5 to 7. The auction will follow. They've got raffle tickets. They've got all that stuff. What do you want to stress here before we finish up?
I just want everybody to come down, have a good time, and support the local fireman and his family in time of need.
Very good. They're always there for you, so
whenever you guys call 911, we all seem to show up. So it'd be nice if everybody come down and show up for us.
All right. Excellent. Hope you do that. That's at the Lewis Fire Station this Saturday. Ryan, thank you so much for all that you and the department are doing and helping to organize. We wish there were better circumstances. It is what it is, and you're always there to help. We appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you very much.
All right. Great event coming up there on Saturday to help support their local community member. And Brett, I know you've also kind of a key part of this as well, and you got a nice auction item that's going to be part of that.
Yeah, yeah. If you're in the market for a furnace, I twisted Lennox's arm a little bit here, and we got a 96% efficient furnace that we're auctioning off. Install. Camlin's will install it for you. If you're within a 30-mile radius of Atlantic and you're in the market for a furnace, come on out. Bid on it and see what happens there. We sure want to help this project out as much as we can and help Jeff out and help him get through this tough time. Jeff's worked for us for 27 or 28 years, an excellent worker. I just kind of tough to see him go through this. We're one big family, and we hate to see this happened too.
Yeah.
So if you do need tickets, we've got them right down at the store too. So
Awesome. Yeah, stop down and help support that. And, certainly hope they show up on Saturday, too.
Yeah,